Eureka by John Thomas, Volume 1, Chapter 3, Section 1, Part 4, The Life of the Lamb. The life of the book is peculiar. It is the life of the Lamb slain. The present life is hereditary and natural. It comes to us based upon the sympathies of flesh, which profits nothing in relation to that which is the Lamb's. He gave his life as a price for the purchase of life for many brethren. Matthew 20, verse 28. It is therefore styled the life of the Lamb slain, and a right to it is predicated on a justification unto life, which results to a believer from the obedience of faith, or doing the commandments of God. Revelation 22, verse 14. The dead enter upon this life, then, by resurrection, because of righteousness. Sin was the original cause of their death, for the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. Romans 8, verse 10. From the very nature of things, therefore, the righteous, or the saints, they who are sanctified by the truth, they only can be on record in God's remembrance for the life of the aeons. All others inherit the life of flesh because they are flesh and have an existence bounded thereby, because they walk after the flesh, in the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Thus, death and corruption are the horizon of the flesh. Incorruptibility, life, honor, and glory, the boundless expanse to them who sow to the Spirit of God. If ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if, through the Spirit, ye do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit, or the truth, of God, they are the sons of God. Romans 8, verses 13 and 14, and Galatians 6, verses 8 and 9. But the scroll of the Lamb's life is not yet opened. When the Lord God shall have judged the woman Jezebel, who sits upon the scarlet beast of the many waters, when he shall have killed the beast with the sword, Revelation 13, verse 10, and have utterly burned her with fire, Revelation 18, verses 6 to 8, he will have prevailed, and in prevailing have opened the book of epistles, the book of seals, and the little book of vials. But in order to open these, he must first open the book of the Lamb's life. It is as necessary to the opening of the first three books that truth should spring out of the earth, as that righteousness should bow down from the heavens. Psalm 85, verse 11. For the Lord Jesus above, and the saints his brethren, at present in the earth beneath, are the associates to whom it is appointed to cooperate with the Spirit in the execution of the judgment written. Psalm 149, verses 5 to 9. He who was dead, but now is living for the aeons, has the keys of the invisible and of death which reigns there. Revelation 1 verse 18. So that until he appears, the gates of the invisible, Matthew 16 verse 18, will remain closed upon the saints, and the book of the life will be unopened. Their resurrection is the opening of the book of life, or God's remembrance of them practically demonstrated in their deliverance from death. Spirit truth inscribed them on his memory, and spirit power, the same Spirit of God that revealed the doctrine through prophets and apostles, raises them from the dead, or opens the gates of the invisible by Jesus. And then will be verified the words of Paul, who says, "If the Spirit of him who raised up Jesus from among the dead dwell in you, he who raised up the Christ from among the dead shall also make alive your mortal bodies by means of his Spirit indwelling among you." Romans 8 verse 11. I am always bearing about the putting to death of the Lord Jesus in the body, that the life also of Jesus, the Lamb's life, may be manifested in our body. For we, the living, are always exposed to death on account of Jesus, that the life also of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. And he who raised up the Lord Jesus shall also raise us up by Jesus, and shall present us with you, when mortality shall be swallowed up by life. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 10, 11, and 14, and chapter 5, verse 4. This is the Lamb's life, immortality of body, a living, incorruptible body, evolved from the ashes of the former body by the Spirit of God. Therefore, a spiritual body, or spirit, which are equivalent terms in the case, born from the invisible by resurrection, which is the opening of the house of death. Thus, that which has been produced from the Spirit is Spirit. John 3 verse 6. The resurrected spirit body is one of the invisible things of the aeon to come, and therefore Ionian, in the common version termed eternal. It is the Ionian house, the house Ionian from heaven and in the heavens, which is explained in the words, "Our commonwealth subsists in heavens, out of which also we wait for a deliverer, the anointed Lord Jesus, who shall remodel the body of our humiliation, that it may become conformable to the body of his glory." 2 Corinthians 5 verses 1 to 4 and Philippians 3 verses 20 and 21. The beginning of the citizenship is the putting on Christ as the righteousness of the adopted. Hence it is written, "As many of you, believers, as have been immersed into Christ, have put on Christ." Galatians 3 verse 27.